弟兄姐妹们平安。我们今年夏天主日的信息是八荒的敬虔品格。
The theme of the summer's messages are godly characters that shine.
我们每次挑选一个圣经当中不是特别出名的人物。
Every time we pick a Bible character who is not very much well known.
看他们如何在一些小事上显出难能可贵的品格。
And we'll see how in little things.They can show their characters.
我们今天要看的小人物是厄别以东。
So today we're going to look at this character whose name is Obed Edom.
我想先问一下，我们当中有多少人在今天以前已经知道厄别以东是谁，也知道他立下什么好榜样
？I'd like to know among us who knew before today who Obed Edom is and what he did.
我看到 Hemi 举手，还有别人
？Hemi and who else?
还不错啊，
他
不
错。
希望今天的信息能够帮助大家对他有一个深刻的印象。
So hopefully today after the message, we will all have a good impression of him.
厄别以东名字在圣经当中的三卷书出现。
Obed Edom appears in three books in the Bible.
次数有十六次之多。
So it's 16 times.
这十六次是否都指的是同一个人？学者看法不一。
The scholars do not.Have consensus on in all these times mentioning of Obed Edom are all talking about the same person.
但可以确定的是，历代志上十三章与我们今天读的撒母耳记下第六章记载的是同样的事件。
What we know for sure is that in First Chronicles chapter 13 and today's message from Second Samuel chapter 6, they are all talking about the same story.
这两段经文再加上历代志上二十六章。
So in these two passages, and together with First Chronicles chapter 26,
总共四次提到神赐福给厄别以东和他的全家。
A total of four times, it's mentioned about how God gave blessing to Obed Edom and his whole family.
那这几段经文指的都是同样一位。
So it's all talking about the same person.
为什么神会特别赐福给他和他的一家呢
？So why does God especially bless him and his whole family?
从撒母耳记下第六章看来。他没有做什么轰轰烈烈的事啊。
So from Second Samuel chapter 6, we can see that he actually didn't do anything great.
只不过是神的约会在他家放了三个月而已。
The only thing he did was allow the Lord to stay at his house for 3 months.
为什么这件看起来很小的事情会带给厄别以东和他的全家祝福呢
？So why such a little thing will bring Obed Edom such great blessing?
这就是我们今天早上要一同思想。
Something that we would like to examine together this morning.
首先，我们知道这个约柜放到他的家，是厄别以东完全没有预先想到的。
First, we have to know that the fact that the ark of the Lord was placed at his house was something that he didn't expect to happen.
而且，之所以会去放到他家，是因为别人因为约柜遭了殃，丧失性命。
And also, on top of that, the reason that the ark of the Lord was placed at his house was because prior to that, somebody actually died from having something to do with the ark.
九节十节圣经说大卫因此感到惧怕。
Think of the scripture in verses 9 to 10. It said that David actually became angry.
然后不肯将约柜运到他自己那里去。
And King David was not willing to transport the ark.To his own house.
其实这不是约柜第一次让人遭殃。
And actually, this is not the first time that the ark of the Lord causes some misfortune to others.
等一下我们会看另外一段经文。
Later, we're going to read some different passages.
看到曾经发生一件更惨的事。
And there's something that is even worse that happened.
是约柜到哪里，全城的人都遭殃。
And that was wherever the ark of the Lord went, the whole city was doomed.
在撒母耳记下第六章这里，乌撒丧命之后，为何厄别以东的家会被选中作为约柜安置的地方？圣经没有讲，我们无从晓得。
In Second Samuel chapter 6, here we did not know why after the death of Uzzah that the house of Obed Edom was chosen for the ark of the Lord to be placed in. We have no idea.
应该不太可能是厄别以东自告奋勇提出啊，来我家，来我家。
It was very unlikely that Obed Edom would actually volunteer his house and say, "Oh, move to my house."
多半是他家离出事的地方不远，他被挑中了。
And most likely it was because his house was close to where the accident happened, and then he was just being picked up.
然后他没有拒绝，或者是他无法拒绝。
He didn't protest, or he just could not say no.
我们不知道当时有没有别的合适的人家，其实住得更近。
We didn't know that if there, at that time there were anybody else that lived even closer to what this accident happened.
是不是有别人先被问过了，都把他推脱掉
？And there are other people who were asked.To volunteer the house to for the ark to go, we didn't know.
或者是大卫王直接就挑中了俄别米多。
And then we didn't know that if King David actually just picked Obed-Edom his own right away.
无论如何，出事以后，在没有人敢靠近约柜的时候，约柜送去了俄别米多的家。
No matter what the reason was, the fact was that the ark of the Lord was placed immediately.To the house of Obed-Edom right after the accident happened.
在教会当中，很多基督徒都跟我一样有过一种经验。
And in church, a lot of us may have experienced what I have experienced before.
就是有一些没有人想做麻烦头疼的事，哎呀，落到你头上。
That is, now there are things, chores at church that is really problematic or troublesome, and nobody wants to touch.And that happens to fall on your hand.
你一时之间不知如何是好。
And they ask you to do it, and you didn't know what to do with it.
早先在刚信主的时候，有人给你侍奉的机会，你很高兴啊，做得很乐意。
When you first believe in God, and if people ask you, you serve and help out, you're really happy to do it.
慢慢的啊，只要你表现不差，就有越来越多的服事会找上你。
And gradually, some of you do, you have done a pretty good job.Then there are going to be more and more people and more and more things fall in your hands.
于是你开始做一些选择。
So you start to try to make a choice.
你发现有些事情跟你的兴趣喜好很配合，你很乐意多做。
So you think that some of the things actually are something that I like to do, so you are willing to help out.
但是又有一些事情你实在不喜欢做。
However, there are things that you just do not feel like doing.
但在每个教会里都会有一些事情需要人做，但是照着人的本性。很少有人会喜欢去做。
However, in every church, there are always things that need to be done. However, according to our nature, we do not like to do.
就跟在家里一样，总是需要有一些人做清洁的工作。
Just like in a house, in a family, there are always going to be someone who has to do cleaning.
我们今天青少年和我们在一起崇拜。
Today there are youth to worship with us.
有一些大学生。
You also are college students.
想问一下，你们有没有好喜欢洗碗、刷马桶、洗浴缸、擦地、吸尘的？举个手吧。
Are there anybody who really loves and has passion in dishwashing, cleaning the toilet, and sweep the floors? Can raise your hand.
你们知道你们这举手有什么后果吗？
Do you know what you're getting yourself into?So for all of those who did not raise your hand, who does the cleaning in
their house?
Do you think that by their nature they really love doing those? There might be a couple of people in the world who actually by nature they really love doing this kind of thing.
但这个我们都知道不多。
Personally, there are a couple of them. However, they're really far and few from me too.
教会比一般小家庭更大，需要研究更大。
The church is far bigger than a family or a house, so the need is greater as well.
有时候会有一些绝对吃力不讨好的事情，谁做谁头疼。照人的本性，没有人喜欢去做。
And there are always things that it's difficult to do and it's really hard to do well. And by our nature, nobody wants to do it.
二十多年前，我在洛杉矶一间教会聚会。
More than 20 years ago, I was going to a church in Los Angeles.
教会很好，短短四年就从一堂变三堂，从120个大人增长到600个大人。
And that was a good church. And within 4 years, it goes from one worship to three worship services and goes from 120 people to over 600 people.
人多了之后，挑战当然就大了。
The more people, the bigger the challenge.
其中一大头疼就是主日的中饭。
And one of the biggest headaches was lunch.
早些人少，大家卫生程度高，对午餐要求不高啊，简单的饭菜，饭菜方便大家多多交流就好了。
So in the beginning, when there were not a lot of people, then things are a lot easier. People do not ask much about lunch, so then it's simple to deal with.
但人多之后，各种意见批评就多了。
As there's more and more people, then there's more and more criticism also.
本来教会的饭食是由教会一位知心的全职总务同工负责的。
So originally, lunch was being taken care of by a paid full-time minister at church. And he was really good, and he had to work really hard for it. However, criticism came overwhelming.
有人说啊，吃到菜以后不可以再进啊，这个不可以有骨头，不可以有什么。
So people criticize about lunch, they say that this doesn't taste good, I don't want bones in that one, and things like that.
有人说我们换这家餐厅，有人说我们换那家餐厅。
Sometimes when we go to this restaurant, the other day, to go to a different restaurant.
他实在受不了。
So he couldn't take it anymore.
就要求教会的执事会把这件头疼的事接管过去。
So he asked the church to remove the responsibility from him.
那这件事在执事会一提出来，所有执事就你看我看你，谁都知道这是一个没有人敢接的烫手山芋。
When this item was mentioned in the meeting, and all the deacons were looking at each other, and they all knew in their heart that this is kind of a hot potato, and nobody wants to touch it.
我跟着大家看来看去，没想到看到结果都落到我头上。
So I was looking around also, and then after that, it somehow just fell in my hand.
我当时真的可以马上想出一长串的理由来拒绝。
At that point, I thought that I could actually come up with a whole list of reasons why I should not take it.
我跟其他执事一样，已经承担教会某一方面施工的责任。
Because just like every other deacon, I was taking care of a serious responsibility of church already.
我还同时是我们教会当中最大一个团契的团契主席。
I was also the coordinator of the biggest fellowship in church.
而且我太太那年才刚刚生了我们头一个小孩。
And also we just had our first daughter that year.
我又从来没有跟餐馆打交道的经验。
And I knew how to talk to restaurants.
但是我知道，如果我有理由推辞，其他人也有同样充分的理由来推辞。
But I know that if I do have a long list of reasons why I should take it, every other deacon will also be able to come up with a long list of the reason why they shouldn't take it either.
所以虽然心中确实坐难了好一阵子，后来还是鼓起勇气接下来。
But I was talking with the decision of whether to take it or not. Eventually, I decided to take it.
我现在回想，我愿意承担那个责任，一大原因是因为我在那些执事们的其他执事们身上看到那些很舍己摆上的美好见证。
Now thinking back, I realized that one of the reasons that I was willing to take on this responsibility was because I saw good examples in other deacons who were also having the faith and courage to take up other difficult responsibilities.
如果教会当时没有他们那群那么肯谦卑摆上的执事。是不可能在四年当中有这么好的成长。
Because I know it were not for all these deacons who were willing to put up themselves for serving God, it's not possible that the church will grow within 4 years from 120 people to 600 people.
我记得我答应接下那个责任之后，教会人都开玩笑的称我是尸体板。
And I still remember that after I took on this responsibility, and all these people in church all jokingly call me Stephen.
因为在早期教会，也有其中一位负责管饭食又灵命还不错的执事，就叫做尸体板。
Because in early churches, there was also a deacon called Stephen, and he has good faith in God, and he also is taking care of meals.
但是我都开玩笑回答说不敢当不敢当。
And I was also jokingly replied that, oh, I'm not.
因为司提板是早期教会第一个殉道的。
Because he is the first Christian who were martyred.
感谢神的怜悯，那次的饭食没让我殉道。
And I am grateful for God's grace because I wasn't martyred because of that experience.
这个风波很快平息了。
So the problem quickly was taken care of.
我没有受什么折腾。
I wasn't tortured.
反而从中学得了一些 从来没有过的经验。
And on the contrary, I actually haven't learned about such experience that I didn't have before.
那些经验后来还在不同的地方，在不同的教会用上了。
And such experience was actually helpful in other occasions in different churches.
这个本来被视为麻烦的事情，因为有愿意去做的事情，心就成了祝福。
So it was problematic and troublesome for me in the beginning. However, I was willing to do it, and eventually it actually became a blessing for me.
还有一个经验让我印象深刻。
One more experience that I forever remember.
更早以前，在26年前。我们在 Silicon Valley 读书。
Earlier than that, 26 years ago, we were in Silicon Valley, going to graduate school.
那参加的教会那时候还没有自己的会堂，是借用一个 YMCA 的场地。
The church we went to didn't have their own land, but they actually borrowed the place, borrowed YMCA for worship.
教会鼓励弟兄姐妹多读属灵书籍。
And the church encouraged all the brothers and sisters to read more spiritual books.
所以每个月至少一次把一个流动图书馆上百本书搬到 YMCA。
So at least once a month, they actually have to transport a mobile library to YMCA.
摆在桌上让大家浏览借阅，散会后再全部收回来。
So then they brought all the books to IMC and put them all on the table so people can go read it and borrow it. And after the worship, they would have to pick up all the books and put them together and bring them home.
这样定期拜来拜去当然很辛苦，所以我非常敬佩，一直忠心做这个事的弟兄。
So such kind of work is very troublesome because you have to move all the books back and forth all the time.
那当他找上我帮忙的时候，哎，我觉得义不容辞。
At that time, I really have a lot of respect for the brother who was taking care of it. And later on, he actually he asked me if I could help, and I felt that it was only righteous for me to say yes.
我没有想到神用那个方法让当时才信主一年多的我和我太太，因为管理这一大批属灵书籍，不只是眼界开了，属灵的胃口也开了。
And what I didn't think of was that God actually uses that experience.To let me, who was only a year and a half into Christianity, and my wife to actually take care of all these books. And we did not only widen our horizon, we also have a great appetite for God's Word. And we know that there are a lot of spiritual books, however, the qualities are varies a lot.
甚至很多书的神学立场或者圣经解释是有严重偏差的。
You know, some of the books, those theological the positions or their biblical explanations are far from correct.
那教会图书馆的书是教会的牧者及资深同工谨慎细心挑选的，都是好书。
However, in our mobile library, all these books are carefully chosen by the pastor and all his co-workers.
所以那段时间，我和我好太太看了一本又一本的好书。
So at that time, during those times, we took care of all these books. Me and my wife read all these great books.
我还从中学习了，哎，这些属灵书籍怎么分类、怎么编号，一些图书管理方面的细节。
And from that experience, I also learned how to categorize all these books, number the books, and all these other details about managing books.
我们那时候也没想到，几个月之后，我们搬去洛杉矶。神会随即使用我们来帮助一间华人教会从无到有建立教会图书馆。
And one other thing that we didn't think about was that God actually made it. Several months later, we moved to Los Angeles, and God actually used us to help the Chinese church to establish a library from zero.
所以信主以来，渐渐学到一件事。
So from all these years to serve our God, I have learned one thing.
就是一些看起来很麻烦头疼的事落到你头上的时候，不要太快认定这是倒霉的事。
So if there's some problematic or some thing that nobody wants to do that falls in your hand, do not think of this is the day of your misfortune.
因为有可能神的心意是要借着这件事情给你意想不到的祝福。
It's very likely this is God's will to give you blessings through such a thing.
好，第二方面想和大家一同思想的。是关于对于家的看法。
The second aspect that I'd like to reflect with everybody together is how you look at your home, your house.
你想约柜放在厄比里东家的家中，会不会对他全家的生活有所影响？
So we should think about that when the Ark of the Lord was placed at Abednego's home, do you think that it's going to have some impact in his life?
想看看，如果中国的某一位重要官员来伊萨卡，他说要住你家，会不会影响你全家生活？
So think about it, there is a very important government official who comes to visit Ithaca and decides to stay at your house. Is that going to bring any impact to your life?
约柜的重要性及影响力远远超过这个。
And we know that the Ark of the Lord has far greater impact to a person's life than a Chinese government official.
而且约柜刚运去厄别以东的家的时候，你不知道约柜要在那里待多久。
And especially when the Ark of the Lord was placed at his home, he didn't know how long the Ark is or going to stay at his house.
所以约柜这一来，可以说就等于把他的家变成神的家了。
So when the Ark was placed at his home, people made his home into God's home.
我信主之后，发现一个基督徒能经历到多少神的祝福，一大的关键在于他愿意让自己。他有多愿意让自己的家成为神的家。
So that's why I believe in Christ. I gradually realized that for a Christian to experience the amount of blessings he's going to get, that depends on how much he's willing to open up his house and to make his house God's house.
讲得更准确一点，是他多愿意承认他这个家的主权其实是属于神的。
To be more precise,I was saying that his blessing depends on how much this person is willing to admit that this house actually belongs to God.
其实大家 还在住 apartment 的时候，态度就已经会有些差别了。
And we can already see the difference in attitude even when you stay in an apartment.
有些基督徒愿意开放自己家让人来聚会，有些就不太愿意。
Some Christians are willing to open their home for meetings, and some others do not.
毕竟开放家聚会是要付代价。
Because when you open up your house, you have to pay some price.
之前的准备，三位后的清洁整理，那是不用说了。
Then we know that you have to prepare ahead of time. Afterwards, you have to clean up and pick up, and that's given.
聚会的时候，吃东西掉地上，饮料打翻在地毯上，或者小孩子不小心尿湿在你沙发上。都是很容易发生的。
During the meeting, when people eat, they drop food on the floor, the soda spill on your carpet, or there are babies who actually pee on your sofa. These all could happen.
等到你买房子以后，挑战就更大。
And the challenge becomes greater when you buy a house and you own your own house.
以前住 apartment, 很多东西要么是房东的，要么是你只打算用几年就不用的旧家具，你比较不心疼。
When you stay like in an apartment, a lot of the furniture are given by the landlord, or some of the furniture are just so old, you think that when you move to a big house, you're not going to use them anymore.
哇，你辛辛苦苦买了第一栋房子。
Or when you buy your own house,
一下子白白的墙壁被人摸了个手印。
And all of a sudden, when people come, and people leave fingerprints on your newly painted wall.
地毯被弄脏，家具被撞掉一块皮。
And the carpet got dirty, and then your furnitures got ruined.
我记得我和我太太买了第一栋房子，第一次开放家。
And I still remember me and my wife, we bought our first house, and the first time we opened up our house.
人都还没到齐，家里一块装饰的东西就被人不小心碰下来，摔成两半。
The meeting hadn't even started, and one of the decorations on the wall was already knocked down and was broken in half.
那时候傻傻的把一些字画挂在墙上。
And at that time, I was also showing off some of the Chinese calligraphies I have. not really showing off. I decorated the wall with the calligraphies.
没有小孩子来看了，他也要画几笔。
And some of the kids actually came and they admired the calligraphy so much. They wanted to draw on the calligraphy too.
心里会不会有点疼？当然会。
Do you feel sorry for what happened? Yes, of course.
但是感谢神，让我们在慕道和出信的阶段，就在一些基督徒身上看到很好的榜样，留下很深刻的印象。
However, I think the Lord that in a lot of speakers examples, I can, and then a lot of the Christian examples, I can see a lot of the good examples that leave very deep impressions in our hearts. Later on, we moved to Los Angeles. In the beginning, the two of us didn't think about buying a house. We lived in an apartment close to where we work.
虽然小小的只有一个卧室，但是在那里住了一年多当中，哎呀，接待过不少人。
The apartment might be small, and it was a one-bedroom apartment. However, within the 1 year of our stay, we have received many people.
一些来住的朋友有单身的，有夫妻的。
And people who stay at our house were single people and couples.
而且我才在电脑公司上班不到一个月，就应公司的要求开始了一个查经单。
And not even after I went to start my job for a month, we have already been asked to start a Bible study group at our house.
每周有一天下班之后，同事们到我们家吃晚饭，然后一起查圣经。
One day, one weekday a week, my coworkers from work will afterwards they will come to my house. We'll have dinner together, and then we will have a Bible study together.
又过了几个月，我们在教会每周五参加的团契，也在我们家开始一个礼拜六下午的小组。
After several months, the church we went to and the fellowship every Friday night, we went to also started a small group on Saturday at our house.
后来有一天晚上，团契队基督徒夫妇来看到我们。
One night,
to visit. 他们劝我们买栋房子给教会聚会用。
And they encourage us to buy a house so that our house can be used for church.
本来我和我太太很享受住在那个小公寓的。
Initially, me and my wife enjoy our life in the apartment.
但是为此祷告之后，就很确定。
After some prayers, we both assured that God wants us to buy a house.
不久就在离教会七八分钟车程地方买了一栋很合适聚会的房子。
So not too much longer later, we got a house that is very close to the church, and that's very good for church meetings as well.
我们会听那对基督徒夫妇的劝, 因为他们本身有很好的榜样。
The reason that we actually listen to the advice of this couple who came to visit us was because they also set up a good example for us.
团契每周三晚上的祷告会一直在他们家举行。
For our fellowship, every Wednesday's prayer meeting was at their house.
他们后来怀孕、孩子生下来，服事都没有停止，开放家给聚会使用也没有停止。
For them, even during pregnancy or when they first have their child, their house was still open for prayer meetings.
我们买了房子之后就效仿他们。
So when we bought our house, we went to follow their example.
那因为地点对大家更方便，所以每周三晚上的祷告会就改到我家。后来很多聚会也都在我家。
And because our house was really close to the church, so the prayer meeting now was moved to our church, and our Friday social meeting was also moved to our house.
4年多后，神呼召我们全职侍奉。
4 years later, God called us to serve full time.
就卖掉房子去读神学院。So
we sold our house and we went to seminary.
然后搬到另外一个城市。And
we moved to a different city.
虽然住的 condo 小得多，家里还是固定开放给几个不同的聚会使用。And
we lived in a condo which was a lot smaller. However, we still open our house and to have fellowship meetings.
有一次我开车要经过以前住的那个城市。One
time I was driving through the city where I used to live.
那时候我一时练就之情发作，就弯去看看以前住的房子。After
really nostalgic, so I made a turn and I went to the house we used to live.
那起初我的练就只是想到，哎呀，我两个宝贝女儿是在那屋子诞生的。And
at first the reason was only because I thought about my two cute daughters were born in that house.
当我车子停到那屋子外面的时候，谁让我一直回想起的，却是那4年半当中曾经在那屋子里面举行过的各式各样的聚会。
When I parked out of the house, what got into my mind were all the memories in the past 4 years of all these meetings that was taking place in this house.
最近我很惊讶地有一个新的体会。
And to my surprise, I had a different thought.
我发现并不是我们爱主啊，把我们的房子给神用。
I realized that it was really not because that we thought that we love God so much that we gave our house to God.
而是神很有恩典的，让我们有机会使用这栋房子来服侍他。
And however, it was the other way around. It was because of God's grace and His generosity to give us the house so that we can, so He can use us to use this house.
而且让我们自己经历神丰盛的祝福。
And in the end, we are blessed because of that.
其实你可以想看看啊，一栋房子在几十年当中会换过多少屋主。
And think about it. For one house, within several decades, there are going to be several owners.
有些时候，这房子会充满神的同在，充满赞美的诗歌，让很多人再次遇见神。
There are times when your house will be filled with people singing praises, and all these people will have chance to meet God.
但是有些时候，同样一栋房子，只因为住在里面的人不同了。一切神同在的祝福全都不见了。
However, at other times when the people in the house are different, all these blessings could be absent also.
所以不管你是花了多少钱买一栋房子。
So no matter how much money you have spent in buying a certain house.
从长远的眼光来看，我们住在这个房子的时间都是短暂。
If you look at it from long term, we know that the time that we stay in the house is really short term.
其实跟房客没有太大差别。
So we are living in this house are not very different from being a tenant renting an apartment.
所以不要总是抱着哎呀这是我的房子的心态来决定我要不要让神使用这房子。
So let's not hold on to such attitude to think that this is my house and I'll decide whether I'll let God use this house or not.
我要想到这一切本都是属于神的。
We have to think about that this house actually belongs to God.
他把住在这房子的机会赐给我们。
God gives us the opportunity to live in this house.
我们能够怎样使用这房子来做神要我们做的事
？We have to think about how to use this house to do that what God wants us to do.
神的约柜到了厄斐以东的家中之后，才三个月，所有的人都明显看到神赐福给他。
When the Ark of the Lord went to the house of Obed-Edom, within 3 months, everybody can see that they are greatly blessed.
同样的福气也可以临到你我身上。
And for you and for me, we can also experience the same kind of blessing.
感谢神，这么多年来在以撒的教会一直都有些基督徒愿意让他们的家成为服侍主的地方。
And I praise the Lord because in Ithaca throughout all these years, I have seen once and again,many Christians are willing to use their perfect day to open up to serve God.
很多曾经在我们这边聚会的会友们到了不同的地方也是如此。
A lot of our church members, they leave this town, they went to different city, they still do the same thing, open up their house for God.
比如说这个周末回来看我们的朱维于龙一家。
For example, there are a couple of Zuwei and they came to visit us this weekend.
他们搬去 Ames, Iowa 要买房子的时候，第一个心愿就是要开放给神使用。
When they moved from here to Ames, Iowa, they're buying their first house, and their hope was to open up their house for God.
他们开放他们的家，就有越来越多的人每个周五到他们家聚会。
After they opened their house, there are more and more people who went to their house for gathering.
而且现在在他们家聚会的人数已经超过一半是从中国来读本科的年轻学生。
And now, all these people who came to the house for fellowship, more than half of those are young undergraduate students from China.
认识他们的人都可以清楚看到，这个愿意开放家服侍主的家庭是很蒙主祝福的家庭。
So those who know them will know and learn that when they are willing to open their house to serve God, they are greatly blessed.
这个祝福实际上是神非常盼望每位基督徒都可以经历到的。
This kind of blessing is something that God hopes that everyone will have the chance to experience.
好，第三方面想和大家一同思想的是，我们在侍奉神的时候，自己所需要接受的要求。
The third aspect I like to reflect with everybody was that when we serve God, we have to meet the requirement of taking on the such responsibility.
早前我讲过，约会曾经让很多人遭殃。
Earlier I was talking about how the entrepreneur actually caused a lot of misfortunes to many people.
现在我们来看一下撒母耳记上第四章，如果你有圣经最好打开来看。
Now let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我在荧幕上会列一些重点，但你打开圣经来看，可以看到很多细节。
In the Bible we see a lot of details. 1 Samuel chapter 4.
好，当时以色列人和非利士人打仗。
That time, the Israelites and Philistines are at war.
吃了一次大败仗。
And they were greatly defeated once.
然后他们就把约柜搬到战场，想靠约柜得胜。
So they moved the Ark of the Lord to the battlefield, and they hope that God will help them to win the battle.
没想到不但败得更惨，约柜还被非利士人给掳了去。
To their surprise, they actually were even.It was more worse than the first time, and the Ark of the Lord were taken by the Philistines.
不过接下来第五章记载的事情非常有趣。
However, something interesting happened in chapter 5.
好，非利士人先把约柜带到雅什图城，他们所拜的大滚神的庙里。
The Philistines, they took the Ark, and then first they moved it to the city of Ashdod, and they put it in the temple of the god Dagon.
没想到第二天早上，哎呀，大滚神的像扑倒在神的约柜前，脸伏于地。
The next morning they went, they saw that the god Dagon fell on the floor face down.
然后他们把他扶起来，重新摆好。
They put him back up in his own place.
第二天更惨。
And the next day was worse.
不但又扑倒脸伏于地，连头和两手都折断了。
Dagon fell on the floor face down, and not only that, and both his arms and legs were broken.
更糟的是，雅什图城和他四境人突然普遍生了痔疮，哎呀，痛苦不堪。
And what's worse was that all the people in the city all started to get tumors.
然后非利士人的领袖同意，我们把约柜转用到非利士人的另外一个大臣加特去。
So all these Philistines, they decided that they can move the ark to a different city called Gath.
这一下换成加特城的人，无论大小都生痔疮。
Now all these people in the city of Gath all get tumors.
再转动到非利士人的另一个大臣以格伦，又轮到那个城的人遭殃。
And then now they moved the ark again to another different city called Ekron, and now all these people in Ekron started to get tumors also.
圣经说大家生了痔疮，和神呼号，声音上达于天。
And in the Bible it says that all the city, all the people in the city have to outcry from the city and that went up to heaven.
更有人还没有生痔疮之前就已经惊慌而死。
And there are even people before they got the tumors, they are already panicked to death.
到了第六章，非利士人经过七个月的折磨，就赔上厚厚的赔罪礼，把他送回给以色列人。
In chapter 6, the Philistines.Experienced all these tortures for 7 months, and they decided to return the ark together with a very abundant guilt offering to Israel.
好，现在是几十年后，约柜又让人遭殃了。
Several decades later, the ark of the Lord again caused misfortune to someone.
这时候大卫决定把约柜放到厄别雍的家里。
And at that time, King David decided to put the ark in someone else's house.
厄别以东是加特人。
Obed-Edom is from Gath.
他一定知道这个约柜曾经让加特人全城的人生痔疮，痛苦不堪。
And he must have known that just within the past few decades, the Ark of the Lord has caused great tumors to all these people in the city of Gath.
但是后来放在他家，他却没事。
However, when the Ark of the Lord was placed in Obed-Edom's house, he did not suffer any tumor.
学者们都同意，这一大关键是在于人对神的态度。
And all the other scholars agree that the key was on the attitude of the person to God.
非利士人不敬畏真神，他们靠近约柜，反而是干犯了神的圣洁。
Because Philistines, Philistines, they do not worship the real God, true God. So maybe they are unclean and they go close to the ark, they cause misfortune.
我想在这边对所有基督徒有一个重要的提醒。
So that there's a reminder to all of us.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
我们参与侍奉的时候，必须肯接受一定程度的要求。
So that when we take on responsibilities to serve God, we have to meet certain requirements for such a job.
绝对不要以轻慢的态度来服侍。
We do not just take it with a we have to take it seriously.
另外很多人都纳闷，哎呀，为什么牛失前蹄，乌撒伸手去扶神的约柜，神就击杀他。
And also, a lot of people don't understand why it was only because the oxen stumbled, and then Uzzah extended his hand to touch the ark, and God has to strike him down.
其实乌撒所行的的确是个错误，如圣经所说。
However, just like what was said in the Bible, what Uzzah did was a mistake.
因为神早就在民数记就清楚告诫，像约柜这些圣物绝对不可摸。
Because like what was mentioned in the book of Numbers, God has already warned these people that the holy object like the ark we cannot touch.
所以虽然这件事在一般人眼中看起来，哎呀，不合情理。
So all this incident seems unreasonable to many people.
但是从侍奉全然圣洁的神的角度来看，你可以了解它的必要性。
However, if you look at it from the perspective of being holy, and not to make you know everything unclean, then we can understand why Uzzah was struck down.
所以大卫虽然心里不舒服，这件事情仍然对他有一个很大的提醒。
So although King David was angry about this incident.He understands why it has happened.
整件事情他安排的太草率。
Because he didn't take it seriously when he was managing to transport the ark of the Lord.
所以在这边我们也可以思想。
So then we can also reflect about one thing.
从某个角度来看，侍奉神真是麻烦。
From a certain perspective, it is troublesome to serve God.
也不是光做事。
Because you do not always just do some job.
还连带的会有很多灵性上的要求，很累啊。
Because there is also a lot of spiritual requirement that you have to meet.
这在无心侍奉神的基督徒眼中正是如此。
So in the eyes of people who do not want to serve God, it seems problematic.
但是从另外一个角度来看
，other from different perspective,
我们侍奉的神是何等的圣洁伟大。
We can see that the God that we serve is truly completely holy.
若要侍奉他，理当愿意接受超过一般水平的要求。
So to serve God, to be willing to serve God, we have to be willing to meet the high standard that was set for us.
同样一个约柜
，same ark.
在一些人身上带来的是祸患
，to certain people，
在恶别以后的身上带来的是祝福
，to certain people means misfortune， to a bad people means blessing。
关键是在于人是看重还是轻看神的圣洁。
The key is on whether or not you are serious about it。
同样一位耶稣
，the same Jesus，
十二位门徒
，twelve disciples，
十一位后来成为建立教会的柱石。
11 of them became pillars of establishing early churches.
也为传扬主的福音而殉道。
They also were martyred because of the gospel.
而另外一位虽然在耶稣的身旁。
Only one of them, he was by Jesus' side.
却常常在负责管钱的时候从钱袋当中偷拿钱。
However, he stole from the money bags.
最后也因为钱的缘故犯下了出卖耶稣的大错。
And he stole Jesus because of money.
今天我们在教会里面，神也不断地把服侍主的机会赐给每一位基督徒。
In our church, God has given us many, many opportunities to serve Him.
但是不是每一位有机会参与侍奉的人，后来都有同样的结果。
However, we know that not everyone who serves God will receive the same thing.
今天是七月的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday in July.
我们要擘饼纪念主。
We are going to have communion.
照着圣经的教导，我们擘饼之前应该要先安静自我省察。
According to the teaching of the Bible, before we take the bread and drink from the cup, we have to reflect upon ourselves.
看看过去这段时间我们有没有什么得罪神、得罪人的地方。
We examine ourselves and see if we have done anything against God or against other people.
也许我们也可以借着今天特别一段的信息来反省。
We can also reflect. upon the message from today.
我在侍奉上是否有一个愿意的心去承担别人不愿意承担的责任？
We ask ourselves whether or not I have a willing heart to take on the responsibilities that others do not want to take.
我是否认识到我所住的住处其实是神的家？
And do I realize that the place where I live is actually the place of God?
是谁让我有机会用这个住处来服侍他？
God gives me the opportunity to stay in this place.
我在侍奉上是否看重神的圣洁？
When I serve, do I take the requirement of serving seriously?
也愿意接受更高标准的要求。
Am I willing to meet all these high standards?
我们一段时间安静祷告。
Let's have a time to be quiet and pray together.